The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
We spent a lot of hour one talking about, and you can still vote on it if you want to interact in it, to it. We'll get to some more of your responses on the talk and text line, 800-990-3776, about how we're setting the line at 5.5 for the Packers in terms of their total wins. But I really like this. Ryan Amesquigo chimes in, and this is kind of how I feel about everything as well. So him and a buddy of him, they got their Jordan Love jerseys yesterday. He said, Homer is right. I've accepted the fact this team's not going to be good. That's fine. I need one thing. I want to see Jordan Love show us that he's the guy this year, and that's it. That's what the season is about. Then when he does show us that, which I hope he does, otherwise I waste money on this jersey, then you got to move on. Yes, this entire season is about Jordan Love, and if he's good enough. That's what you're watching for. So if they end up winning 5-6 games, who cares as long as he ends up being the guy? Much like it was tough to go through 6 wins, especially when the Packers were 1-7 in games decided by a single score that year. But when they went 6-10 with Aaron Rodgers, it was tough to go through. But at the end of the day, hey, we've got our guy going forward. And that's what can be exciting. That's what can be fun going forward.
That'll be the easiest path.
Yes.
And he doesn't have to be great.
No.
He doesn't have to be great. Just good. That's it. Just surrounded with enough talent like San Francisco. Not even that much. And then we can worry about the other side of the football. Let's get the offense squared away and move forward. Because if he turns out to be not the guy, now you got to go find him. And that's going to set you back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still sticking to a 4-year plan saying Jordan Love is good enough to lead a team to the football with caveats. Okay? You got to have a top 5 defense. You got to have a top 7 defense.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Barry Carroll's not the guy.
No.
That is going to set us back.
Yes. But the good news, I guess, out of that maybe is maybe they hit a hard reset after they can dump some of the guys that maybe have some dead money after this year. And when you get rid of some of those players who have played for Joe Barry Carroll and fuse some more young and youth into that defense, and that's when you hit the hard reset, much like they did in 2009 when they drafted B.J. Raji and Clay Matthews in the first round that year, right after they hired Dom Capers to be the defensive coordinator.
And they nailed both of them. Yep. I mean, Raji didn't play long enough, but he was still pretty
really
darn
good.
Effective while he did. And Clay Matthews, everyone knows Clay Matthews. That's kind of what's a little disappointing about this year's draft, even though I think he did a great job, is Wyatt. You know, give him a pass because he's a rookie.
Yep.
He started to play a little more at the end of the year.
Oh, and he's going to be thrown under the fire this upcoming year.
We're going to see if he dedicates himself to wanting to play football for the next 10 years or not. Are we going to have a Justin Harrell here? Or are we going to have a B.J. Raji, you know? Because I still stand by Ron Wolf's way of building a team is a money defensive line, 2 good corners, and 1 other superstar. And there you go. Right? I mean, that's not 10 years off.
No.
I think with the money situation where I was at 3 because I didn't think the money was as bad as I thought it was.
Yeah.
Until we had Ingles on, I'm pushing it to 4. I'm fine. Fine. Fine with being a top team in 3 years and having the potential win it in 4. That's all we're saying.
I have no idea if Ken Ingles is listening. I hope he is. And I hope he's as ecstatic as I am that you nailed his name.
Gabe and I might have contact on that. Like, just like, so proud of you.
Damn.
You know what?
Should we remember
that's
the guy's
name? That's where the bar is? That's where the bar has sunk to.
I
think it's kind of existed there for the 3 years I've been with you.
See, we say it with love.
Well, my a-holeness is right out in front of you. You guys try to code it.
He's not,
you know?
He's not wrong.
I mean, you're a-holes, but you're like, oh, you know, you're a nice jag-off.
We're patronizing, sure. Yeah. We try to hide it with kindness.
Because I took a little heat yesterday for being so hard on Ashton.
Yeah, lots of people coming to my defense. Made me feel pretty good.
But you got to be hard on him.
It's true. Well,
am I right?
So you know him better than most, and I would say, yeah, that's the relationship you have with him. You want to make sure, like Jason. Jason was very offended that you were going after him yesterday.
There were several people who called into the station and be like, oh, don't let Chewy give you such a hard time, and I'm like, it's okay.
But in my defense, I don't think Jason's doing the disciplining in his household. It's Paula, right?
I mean,
I do the discipline in my household when my wife's gone.
There you go. There it is.
Okay.
Huge caveat.
Yes. I'm just trying to make you better.
And you know what? And I think you are. I think everyone on the show, you, Gabe, Jen, everyone's making me a little bit better every day.
We just have a different way of going about it.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Some of you use intimidation and...
I'm not a coddler. I've never been a coddler. I tell it the way it is.
Oh, I missed this. I wanted to get to it yesterday. There was somebody who texted in that you were his tight ends coach. Must have been at Waukesha West. Can't remember the guy. I would have to
really?
Go through. Yeah.
Okay.
Who was who wanted to give you a shout out? I'm guessing you're probably a little bit tough on him.
Tough, but I'm.
But fair.
Hope I made him better.
But fair.
Right.
You're fair. Right?
You're better. Now that you've been detoted.
Now that I've been detoted, absolutely.
Ready.
Absolutely.
New and improved Gabe.
Do you have the sound of a toad dying?
Hmm.
No. No, it doesn't exist.
Like I got a buddy who's texting me, lighting it up. The worst is the ones that don't think they're toads that are such toads. It's not yet, you know. Anytime I mention bears, bears, how dare you, you traitor! And you think the Bears are going to be better than the Packers this year?
Yeah,
you think the roster is better?
This is why. This is why you don't say anything off the air, because Chewy's just going to bring it up and throw it in your face.
You think at the end of the day, well, I'll let you say it.
I'll put it on the bottom line. Gabe loves the Bears.
This is what I'll say. I really like the moves the Bears have been making, and I hate that I like it. Because for years, I could count on the Bears to make stupid moves.
Stupid.
Stupid moves. And it seems like... they have a general manager. Now, I don't know if their head coach, Matt Eberflus, I don't know if he's good. Like, that roster was barely an NFL roster last year, and that's how they ended up with the number one overall pick. But it seems like their general manager is making right moves, and moves that I kind of like. Like, if my team was in that position, I would like all the moves that they were making in order to make that team
because
better.
We all thought the Bears with $100 million were going to go spend it all. In the first month of free agency.
Oh, they were gonna do Dumb and Dumber. Like they were gonna spend it on just stupid things and then put a bunch of IOUs in a briefcase, right? Like that's what I thought that's what I was hoping the Bears would do, and that's not what they've done.
Do you want to tell everyone how you said the division is going to rank out at the end of the day?
Chewy.
As of right
this is great. I love this.
As of right now, I see this division being Lions, Bears, Vikings, Packers.
Lions, Bears. So I wanted to put this on the poll, but you've already answered the question for me. Who wins more games, the Bears or the Packers? I'm going to say the Bears because I agree with you. I do like what they're doing. It pains me to say it.
And maybe I'm going too far in the other direction because I really like what they've done and the Packers are just kind of stuck. They're stuck right now because they don't have any money to do anything. The best thing they could do was bring Aaron Jones back in terms of having a weapon. And maybe they just grind out some wins by running the football. I don't know. But I really like what the Bears have been doing. And look, that roster still has a long way to go. But they're starting to build what I think is a pretty good foundation.
Also, isn't there something to be said to the fact that, like, again, they're just doing stuff?
Well, but they
have to, and they have the money to do it.
Yeah,
but like they're trying things. They go out and make big trades. They have they have the assets to do these things.
Yes, and the Packers just don't right now.
Yeah, it was a smart move.
Again, what the Bears had to do was barely field a legal NFL team last year. Like that was in terms of being a bad roster. Again, there's a reason they finished with the number one overall pick and the worst record in the league. That roster was PU stinky. But they've started to infuse it. They've gotten more draft picks, and if they hit a couple of those draft picks, man, like they can end up in a pretty decent spot, and that's scary to me.
And then Minnesota is trending more of where the Packers are now. I mean, the Minnesota's they're hanging on, right? Their 3-year window is kind of because Cousins is going to be gone. They have no one.
Yeah, I mean,
to replace them. You got big money. Jefferson's going to want to get paid.
Yep.
Has Cook been paid yet? Or
no,
he's going to want to
so.
Get paid. So they're going to be in the same spot. They're just going to be like 2 years behind where the Packers are right now.
Sure, without an MVP quarterback.
But you have to. You got to hit bottom.
Yeah,
you
got to
hit bottom
close,
and then dig yourself
back
up.
Or at least get close to bottom like the Packers did. So when the Packers went 6-10 with Aaron Rodgers in his first year as a starter, they ended up with a top 10 pick. But what was great about being in the top 10 is they did not need a quarterback. If you have a top 10 pick this year, like the Chicago Bears still do after trading out from number one, but you don't need a quarterback, like that is such a great place to be. Because you're going to end up with a pretty damn good player in the top 10 because teams are falling over themselves to get into the top 10 to draft some of these quarterbacks who might not be top 10 picks, but they are because of the position they play. You're going to end up with some really talented players the way the Packers ended up with B.J. Raji at number 9. And then they traded back in to end up getting Clay Matthews. But
That doesn't win you championships, Gabe. First-round draft picks don't because you only have so many of them, you know? It's your guys that you develop that were late round picks.
This is true.
They develop and all of a sudden, you know, they go from special teams players to starting at a position slot, you know?
But this is what makes football to me, and maybe this is just getting too deep and people just love to play fantasy football and gamble. But football is always called the ultimate team sport. And yeah, you need your studs. You need your superstars. But yeah, you need guys like you, who are a sixth-round pick, who was a long snapper, who was the rocket man, and then became the three-time Pro Bowl tight end that you became. Like, that's what the Packers need. I mean, Robert Brooks wasn't a first-round pick.
No, he was a third-round pick.
But he was able to develop.
Hell of a player. Antonio Freeman.
Wasn't a first-round
pick.
Yeah. You need guys like that that can continue to step up, and that's what the Packers, for the most part, along the offensive line. David Bakhtiari, and I know we've been hard on Bach, but he's had a really good career, and he's a fourth-round pick.
Fringe Hall of Fame. Big Hall of Fame.
Big
not,
Hall of Fame.
Not
yeah.
Packer Hall
without,
of Fame.
Without a doubt, in the Packer Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You know, that's where you have those guys step up and be, you know, fifth-round picks that end up being something. You know, the Robert Tonyans who end up having double-digit touchdown catches, even though he was undrafted.
Just never made that next step.
Nope.
Never made. But that's what you need.
I think of the 2010 team. Sam Shields was undrafted. Tremont Williams was undrafted, and those guys stepped up. They weren't first-round picks, but you still had the Charles Woodsons, the Clay Matthews, the B.J. Rodgers, the Aaron Rodgers, right? I mean, like, you still had those studs, but everybody else came together and played above their level.
And when I played and we won it in 96, our special teams players were probably starters on other teams.
Sure.
That's how good Ron was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ron struggled in the first round. He didn't nail it. He never landed a superstar, but he certainly nailed a lot of players.
Oh, without
later
doubt.
Later on.
Well, did he? No, he didn't draft Leroy. Leroy was already there.
But I mean, you look at Travis Jervey and Lamont Hollenquist and Jeff Thomason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a reason. There's a reason why Desmond was lighting it up in '96.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, and we.
I mean, look at that Super Bowl run. He was touched one time. You know who he was touched by?
The kicker.
The kicker. Right? I mean,
pretty
I could have got that sucker out to the 40. Maybe 50.
Maybe the 50.
Right, Ash?
Probably 55.
But
there's no 50. Well, there's not.
Sorry.
And I am a huge fan of what Desmond did for you guys in 96. But to further that point, Chew, and I know we like to make fun of him because he kept Crown Royal in his locker. But Roel Preston made the Pro Bowl as a return man because of what he did the next year for you guys.
Correct.
Because you had a lot of other great special team players around that roster.
You're right.
We are going to take out the trash next, but a place where you don't have to worry about that, you don't have to worry about trash, is Ewald Automotive. Because you've seen those used car prices all over town. The high used car prices, they're high. That's trash. But you're not going to see that at Ewald Automotive because everything is marked down for 4 days during their inventory reduction event. Think about that. Think about where cars were like a year ago at this time. And now Ewald has an inventory reduction event. And you can get financing as low as 3.9%, make no payments until this summer, and get the max amount for your vehicle. all that combination, because it's Ewald. They want to make it easy for you. They want to make sure you have the right vehicle for you and your family. But don't wait, because these cars, first come, first serve basis. Hundreds to choose from, 4 days only. It is the Ewald Automotive Inventory Reduction Event. Take a look at the inventory today, ewaldauto.com.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And then you have Raj, who I didn't think he just didn't have the body type of right tackle.
I have a question. Who the hell are you talking about?
What's his name? Yash.
Raj?
Like, I was thinking, okay.
Who's Raj? You tell us, buddy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Chewy, you got me in trouble. I'm getting texts from buddies, so maybe this should be part of my trash. What the bleep? I can't believe you. You're a Benedict Arnold.
Whoa.
I can't believe that came out of your mouth. I'm going to wash it out with soap. These are texts I'm getting from friends because you made me compliment the Chicago Bears.
Ooh. Sorry.
I tell you something in confidence.
I'm a certain party.
I don't think I... brought off it the, to the level that I'm
off the record
being accused of.
No, I don't. I think Gabe's just sad that he believes it, and that other people now know it. And I may or may not have put on the bottom line on the scroll some quote. May or may not. Maybe that's adding to this.
Luckily, again, you can stream the show if you want to watch the video feed of our show. You can stream it at Jen Gabe Chewy on Twitter. We're doing that every single morning, so feel free to watch that. And man, I feel like I'm getting stabbed in the back if Ashton's putting quotes out of context on the bottom line.
It might not even be a real quote. Who knows? Who's to say? Who's among us? You know, who's to say, really?
Let's go ahead and take out the trash.
We've all got stuff that we can't keep inside anymore.
Trash! Trash! Not for you!
Stuff that we need to talk about.
How could you not realize? You're stupid. You are a stupid, stupid man.
Stuff that once a week just needs to be put outside.
Now that's clearly garbage.
Hey, man, we're just getting warmed up.
It's time to take out the trash.
Okay, I'll start it off. You know what my trash is today, Gabe?
Hit me.
Boston College.
Oh, BC.
Sit around tournament time. I look at all the excitement for Marquette, the season. How the fans are just loving it, having a great time. Congratulations to Ben. Wisconsin's in the Final Four of the NIT. It's just a great accomplishment. You know, I see all this pageantry and people just getting involved in their colleges. BC, what are you doing? You're terrible. You're horrible. You're not relevant, right? And ever since NIL has come along, let me tell you what. The endowment at Boston College?
Yeah.
It's in the B's.
Billions.
B's, right?
Yeah.
A lot of uber-rich alumni at Boston College. And they suck. They're not even relevant. I don't even think they made the NIT, which is an embarrassment.
Yep.
Terrible. Will you do something to get me excited? I mean, I get these letters. Would you like to come back for it? No. Would you like to play it? No. No. Time for these big money boosters. And I'm not talking, I don't need a national championship, Gabe.
Yeah.
A Sweet 16 appearance would be nice after I don't know how many years. They're just so irrelevant. And they haven't been relevant since probably Tom Coughlin or even Jagodinsky had them up to number two in the country in like 1958. It's just deflating.
Why, so why don't you throw a couple bucks in there?
I ain't throwing. They already made enough money off of me. I'm out. Like Trout. You want me to come back? Then win.
Now, hold on. Let's play this out here for a second here. Let's say they get to the Elite Eight somehow next year. Would you be in?
No. I'm talking football. All right. What would I be happy with in football?
Top 25?
Top 20. I'd even take top 25. Just God, once. I'd love to know the last time they were in the top 25. And it has been a long time.
Yeah, just I'm not
bad.
Sure. I'm not
you
sure
know?
The last time they were in the top
25. I mean, NIL is a game changer now.
Oh, yeah.
Especially for these schools that have a ton of money. Don't ask me to get involved if you're going to suck. That's my motto.
Hey, Ash. I'm with him on that.
That's all I got.
2018 was the last time they were ranked. They were 3-0, and they were number 23 in the AP poll.
That doesn't mean anything to me. I mean, I want you to be ranked week 9.
Yeah, early November.
Yeah, I don't want...
That research will take a little bit longer.
You play BU and Wesleyan.
More like PU, am I right?
And UMass. Okay?
Yeah, but they're the champions of the greater Boston area.
Yes. Come on, get it right.
I'm not saying you should love baseball. I'm an idiot, and I do. And I absolutely loved every last minute of last night's WBC final. I enjoyed the run that Team USA went on. I watched as many games as I could. Now, during their pool play, they were playing out west, so I didn't stay up late to watch them play every single game. But just don't be one of these people who don't think the WBC should exist. Don't be Keith Olbermann. I understand the injury to Edwin Diaz it's devastating for the Mets, and it stinks. But I think Steve Cohen's taking it in stride. Cohen has sent a nutritionist, a physical therapist, to live with Diaz as he rehabs back from his unfortunate knee injury after he was celebrating an advancement for his team. But these guys love this thing, man. And they were saying last night on the broadcast, Mike Trout saying this is the most fun he's ever had playing baseball. Maybe because the games actually mean something to him and he's only played in 3 playoff games. But you see the pride that the Mexican team has. Like when Randy Arozarena robbed that home run two nights ago and then posed after he did it, like he's having fun. And I'm sure there are people out there that wanted to point out that, you respect the game, all these different things. To which I would point you to a tweet from the Twitter account, Every Day Should Be Saturday, typically a college football account. But there, he tweeted out, I think we just need to admit that other countries love baseball more than we do, and they do it better than we do. Because especially when you have these international competitions, and you see the Dominican team, and the Puerto Rican team, the Mexican team, the Japan team, like all these squads and the camaraderie that they have and how much they love this event, I hope keeps on getting bigger because it's only going to be good for the game. And look, there are going to be some injuries that happen. Jose Altuve is not going to be able to start the season for the Houston Astros because of an injury that he sustained during this thing. I don't know when else you play it other than right now. You're not going to be able to play it after the season. You can't hit pause in the middle of the season and play it then. This is the only time in the calendar it makes sense. But as long as the players are willing to risk it for pride of their country and do something that they've never really had the opportunity to do and represent their country playing the game that they have perfected and love, then let them do it. And let us enjoy it. I hope the WBC continues to grow. I hope baseball does a better job of, you know, actually letting people know when it's going to be played and have some sort of consistent schedule with it, because who knows when the next one's going to be played. I'm sure I could look it up, but they did 4 years, 3 years, and the pandemic screwed everything up, and now they're finally did it for the first time this year in 6 years. But this is a cool event, and enough people care about it. So don't be out there saying that this is not something that should exist, because if you watched last night, that final at-bat, Mike Trout versus Shohei Ohtani, it was an electric factory.
Woo! 26, by the way. 2026
well,
is
number
confirmed.
One, they don't publicize it. I had no
part of the
idea.
Issue.
I had
of the
no
issue.
Idea.
You're right.
And that's on baseball.
100%.
But yes.
Thank you, Rob.
You know why these guys love it? Because it's probably not spring training. It's something different.
That is something,
you know,
that some of the players said was, would I rather be, you know, taking BP and fly balls on the backfields in Arizona, or would I rather be playing for a game that actually means something before I get ready to go in the
but
season?
Like, I'm a little upset that I missed it because I had no idea. I don't know what time it is.
Yeah.
Nothing. There's nothing. If this was the NFL or the NBA, it would be
everywhere.
It'd be everywhere.
Everywhere.
You know?
Yeah, like last night's game was fun. It was a lot of fun to sit there. It was a back and forth, great game, one run game. Clutch home runs by both sides.
Would you call this the equivalent of the Ryder Cup or the President's Cup? Or
I mean, in terms of popularity, probably President's Cup.
Or like, World Cup. Or is it like
soccer?
They want it to be like the World Cup. Obviously, it's never going to be because nothing will be. Like, the World Cup is the biggest event in soccer. I hope someday it gets to be as big as the Ryder Cup, because the Ryder Cup is pretty big. People get behind that. People watch that on TV. And this was kind of hidden on Fox Sports 1.
Yeah,
but I mean, maybe if they're lucky, 2.5 million people tuned in to watch it last night.
Ryder Cup's got problems, Gabe. Got problems.
Why is that?
Because of LIV Golf.
Yeah, all those people that are playing LIV are old and don't matter anyway.
Yeah, but I want to watch them. To me, I could care less you shoot a 63 or a 73. I want to see names.
Yeah, but like,
I don't want to see Tyler Spunk, who I have no idea who you are.
But Ian Poulter's not good enough to play for the Ryder Cup team anymore.
Is that his actual name, by the way?
Yeah, but they're not even letting him coach, which is stupid.
Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm.
Both sides need to grow up, right?
You're not wrong. I'll figure it out.
Like, the Masters has the potential to be one of the best Masters ever.
Because
just because of
be
the
some
potential
drama.
Drama.
Yeah, there's potential for drama.
I mean, I've never been so excited in my life to watch the Masters just because I want to see the interaction between the two. It's going to be wonderful. That's what we need to see. More fighting in sports.
Still haven't talked about leverage. Plus, Chewy somehow thinks that this is a crappy time for sports. So we're going to ask you for show suggestions for things he should be watching, because apparently he's not entertained by the NCAA tournament or NBA basketball, doesn't know when the World Baseball Classic is, doesn't want to watch opening day. Who knows what he's actually excited for? But if you have a show suggestion for Chewy, hit us up, 800-990-3776. You need that number as well, because it's time to start thinking of better weather. And yesterday we had some pretty good weather. If you wanted to run outside, it would have been a great day to run outside. And you need to make sure that your gear is ready to go. That's where Good Miles Running Company comes in. I visited Good Miles yesterday, and their system of measuring you for a shoe, they can do it digitally. They have different brands for you. They know once they get the digital scan of your foot, what brand might be best for you. You can get custom inserts for your running shoes so you have comfort and recoverability with your running shoe. And their grand opening sale is now going on now through the 26th, located in Brookfield Greenfield, and online at goodmilesrunning.com. You can find top-of-the-line running shoes from Brooks, Hoka, New Balance, and more. Plus, if you go to the store, they've got some great giveaways going on through the 26th as well. Make sure you check those out. Caller 4 right now. Caller number 4, 800-990-3776. And you will win a $100 gift card to Good Miles Running Company. Visit ESPNWisconsinContests.com for official contest rules.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Unbelievable that they ran all over this vaunted defense.
Why
this elite defense.
Kool-Aid?
What Kool-Aid?
Why? It was poop Kool-Aid. And we gobbled it down.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Said earlier this week that he just doesn't think this is a good time for sports. I think he was just like upset with the weather, upset that it was a Monday. His mood has progressively gotten better as the week has gone on.
Upset that I was crapping through a screen door.
That was probably a part of a reason. I mean, that would be irritating. I understand that.
Let me ask you this, Gabe.
Okay.
Marquette's out. Yep. There's no Wisconsin.
Yep.
Are you vested in the tournament?
Not really.
I'm not either.
And I probably, if we weren't in this contest with Scalzo and Brust, like I've got to pick our four games tomorrow.
You wouldn't watch.
I'd probably tune in. I'd periphery, keep it on the periphery.
Now, I am excited for baseball.
We are 8 days away.
Masters right around the corner.
Yep.
So baseball will get me through to warm weather.
Okay.
And then I'm good. And then what's up next? Oh, we got NBA Finals. Yeah. Or NBA.
Playoffs.
Which are?
Middle of April.
Yeah, the Bucks' last regular season game is April 9th, so they'll probably start a week after that.
So when is your slow sports season? It's not NFL, which goes from July to February. So take that out of the equation. So when is your slow time?
We're coming up on it. For me personally?
Yeah.
Now? Now that Marquette
right now,
has been
so
done?
You're agreeing with me.
Well, I mean, for me personally and everything that I do here, it's about to slow down, but I still keep, like, I watch a ton of golf. Like, I'll watch the golf today. I understand that's not for everybody.
I watch it. But, I've watched a ton of golf already this year.
Yeah. So, they've got their match play event, so I'll be keeping an eye on that. Baseball will be starting. I'm excited about that. Love the NBA playoffs. I am more inclined to tune into a random NBA game than one of the four games on Thursday or Friday. In the
See,
NCAA
I'm
tournament.
More inclined to tune into a random baseball game.
Sure.
Than I am NBA.
But, I mean, there aren't any baseball games that count now after last night for
No. I'm
days.
Saying coming up. You know, my new team.
You have a new team?
Yes. Said this. The Padres.
Wait.
No, you guys bailed. You're
no,
out.
Where
you
cannot.
You bailed.
You bailed.
What do you mean we
you got
bailed?
No, there are rules on this show.
What? No, there's no.
You bailed.
I can do whatever I want.
The Padres are mine. Mine. You bailed.
Fine, but you got to wear the glasses then.
I'll wear the glasses. Should I get a hat?
Yes.
I don't want the brown hat, though.
You don't have to get a brown hat. They've got so many options. We can go on. We can take a look.
Okay. Yeah, this music rules. God.
You guys
good
did bail. Hold
man,
on, hold
I miss Friars
You
Friday.
Did bail.
We did not bail. We just publicly pulled it back a bit. We're like, we got a whole group text about Padres baseball.
Yeah,
Padre pals.
I don't think so.
It's still called playoff Padre pals.
Huh. I'm out.
Now you're out of the Padres.
No, I'm in on the Padres. Yeah, I'm just so not letting you in my group.
Whoa, hold on. We were here first. It's whether or
you
not we
quit.
Let you in.
You quit. When you bail on a team, you can't come back when they're good.
You can't just pirate the Padres like this. It's not just you here. We were already here.
No, you quit.
We didn't quit.
It's like you do what I do. Like, oh, the team stinks. I'm out.
Well, no, I mean, they stopped, you know, they were bad. So, yeah, we didn't wear the hat during the playoffs when they weren't playing.
Can't do that. And then come back.
Sure
you know?
We can. Padres are our team.
No.
Friars Friday.
No, it's like you got a girlfriend. You dump her to go with another hotter girlfriend.
Yeah.
The hot girl dumps you.
Yeah.
And now you want back with the old girlfriend.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that.
Sometimes it does.
I can't relate to this. Sorry.
Well, we know that. No. Nope. We'll see.
So I also asked people to text in their suggestions for shows for Chewy to watch. Does the theme have to be sports related?
No.
He wants to know. No, it does not. Eli from Port Washington suggests The Last of Us. Are you into like zombie things?
No, definitely not. I'm more history. I like
okay,
like Peaky Blinders. I thought was absolutely
I have
wonderful.
The show for you. I just started watching the show yesterday. It's called Boardwalk Empire. It was a very popular show at the time,
mm-hmm.
and I never got into it. Steve Buscemi is the main character in it, and there's a couple of ancillary like well known guys. Very good. I'm three episodes in, and I'm really into it already.
What's the setting?
It's a Prohibition era.
So
ooh, I like that.
The first episode is the day that Prohibition starts in Atlantic City.
Ooh, that sounds good. Okay.
I think you'll like it. If you can find it, I think you'll really like it.
Okay.
Yeah, I watched that when it was like on HBO. I watched it every week whenever they were releasing episodes. I enjoyed it. Like somebody says here in honor of National Goof Off Day, I'd like to suggest I think you should leave with Tim Robinson on Netflix.
Oh, it's so good, but Chewy will hate it.
Rudy, buddy, I love that you suggested this show. I cannot wait for season 3 to come out.
It's going to be awesome.
What setting is it?
It's a sketch comedy show. You would hate it.
You would hate almost every second of it.
You would hate every you would be asking what's going on.
Really?
It's really stupid. And I love every second of
I'm
it.
I'm not sure you would make it past one sketch.
Yeah, with comedy, no.
Yeah.
Right, not even.
Definitely not. What's the other one? Boardwalk what?
Boardwalk Empire. Write
Boardwalk
it down.
Empire.
Text it to me.
See, this is why we were excited when you got Ken Ingles' name correct earlier on the show. This is why we were excited about
growth.
That. Because Ashton has
Does
said
Does that count
Boardwalk
for a reach you? Am I already up one? We can reach you?
What do you mean?
Well, Ashton could have said who was the capologist for the Packers.
And yeah, but that was last week.
If I said that to you right now, what would you say?
Ken Ingles.
I was really hoping he was going to get it wrong. We'll find out on Friday if I do it again.
But we had Ken on last week, so like that was... I mean, I guess the fact that we've talked about it now today, he could bring it back.
I don't really have rules for this game.
No. It's goof-off day.
But Boardwalk Empire, Mike, if I were you, Chew, I think I'd remember Boardwalk Empire.
Okay. Because it's the Empire I'm having trouble with. I got the boardwalks in there.
Yeah.
You know?
Search boardwalk. You'll find it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just got to see if I have HBO because I have HBO on my service, but isn't there a little box you need to go to watch this stuff?
What?
I don't know.
Like a TiVo?
Sure.
No, he's talking about the actual app, and when you go to the app, it's a box.
Yes.
You don't get
the shape of apps is a square. Yeah. He's not wrong. You know what? I got to hit it.
Chewy was right. Holy Chewy was right.
Okay. Start at 10. Nah, I got to wait.
Great, great suggestion here from Ryan and McGuanago. You should be watching SmackDown. Get in on the Bloodline bandwagon. Get ready for that road to WrestleMania. WrestleMania just a couple weeks away.
I used to love wrestling, too.
Yeah.
It's just too...
Man, you would have been a great wrestler.
Go ahead,
it's more athletic. It's unbelievably athletic. It is just what these guys can do is like freaky deaky Dutch. But it's fake. I can't. It's like I should start watching Days of Our Lives.
So is Boardwalk Empire.
No.
Well, that's based in fact.
I don't think it's the same.
It's a scripted television show, is it not?
Where's SmackDown? Or where's the big fight?
WrestleMania's in L.A., doing it at SoFi Stadium this year.
Will it sell out?
Maybe not both nights. They have two nights of WrestleMania.
Is wrestling
now
a sport?
No.
It's entertainment.
Yeah.
Aren't sports entertainment?
Oh, that's something I firmly...
Because
all sports are entertainment. All sports are entertainment, and the more that...
Don't take offense to this.
Oh, God, here we go. Here we go.
But wrestling fans are weird, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Just weird.
Absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with weird. Yeah. Weird's a good thing. Sure. I've been accused of being weird.
You are weird.
Yeah, no, we're a different breed.
But it's like,
that.
And we were talking about in the production meeting, like hockey fans, they're a little...
I believe by that he means particular or niche.
Am I right?
Yeah, again, I have to translate that for legal action, but yes.
And I love hockey, don't get me wrong, but this whole country doesn't play hockey. They don't realize there's people who could give two craps about hockey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, living in Tampa part of the time, it's like they think hockey is like...
Football?
Yes, they do. It's kind of like NASCAR. Are NASCAR fans
really... Well, I don't know, because I feel like NASCAR's really fallen off. When I was a kid, I feel like NASCAR was super popular.
But do NASCAR people like football?
Venn diagram?
And maybe this is unfair, but I feel NASCAR people like SEC football.
And that's it? I would agree,
I might be stereotyping.
Is that regionist of you?
Yeah, probably. I'm probably stereotyping and making somebody upset, but that's what I feel. Like there are plenty of NASCAR fans around here.
Boat, that's fine, but I look at like wrestling fans, like people that dress up like as Princess Leia.
Cosplay? It's called cosplay. It's where you dress up.
Is there an element of that?
I mean, people wear jerseys to games.
That is cool.
I think there are Venn diagram parallels to all of us.
Okay, so. I'm just saying. I don't have a problem with it. I love it.
What's the difference of somebody dressing up like Hulk Hogan and going to a WWE event?
I think that's awesome.
Versus the guy who dresses up as Saints Lombardi or whatever.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like people go crazy for football.
No,
people go crazy
for
wrestling.
I agree.
That's all I'm saying.
It's all part of the entertainment. I love
100%.
It. I think it's great.
100. Well, I'm glad you think it's great because I know another place that you also think is great, and it's a Wednesday, which would be a great time to go there.
Ooh, you got that right, brother. It's right in Waukesha. The Q Club of Wisconsin is the perfect place to catch some games, play some games, and grab a drink. They got bocce courts, dart boards, foosball tables, and, of course, pool tables, 10 of them. Plus, the Q Club of Wisconsin has its best fish fries tonight, Wednesday, and on Fridays, and you just know they pile it high. Check out the live music Saturday and stop in for brunch every weekend starting at 9 a.m. It's all happening at the Q Club of Wisconsin on North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Visit QClubWI.com or like them on Facebook.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Probably are forums, groups, areas where you can find someone in that space.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm just a normal person, so that doesn't really apply to me. That hurts. not going to lie.
You're not normal.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
See where we are doing today on National Goof Off Day. Jen Gabe Chewy on the Twitter poll. It's always fun sometimes to go back and see what we put on the poll. Like this one on Tuesday, Chewy said Mike Trout was overrated because he never won anything. Was he proven right after the World Baseball Classic final? 64% of people saying no.
I'll take it.
35.7% of people said yes, Chewy was right. So, I mean, still a lot of people thinking highly on the poll, Ashton, of Mike Trout. So maybe you can keep the Mike Trout of hot dogs in the marketing campaign for Rot's Hots.
That's what I'm going to do. I did put it on my own Twitter bio that I said I was once called this, and I think I'm going to keep it.
I think you should.
Okay, I'm going to do that. Thank you.
If we set the Packers wins total at 5.5, are you taking the over or the under? 81.9% are taking the over.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. That's how do we have a bet
with the fans?
Yeah,
that's tough to do.
It is very hard to do
with an entire group of people, because again, there's 20% of people out there that agree with you and me in Ashton. I think.
I know, but I just don't. I don't. I mean, if you're saying 11 wins, you have to be borderline insane. Am I right?
If you think the Packers are going to win 11 games, 800-990-3776, I would love to hear the reason why.
Maybe this is something for tomorrow or even when Jen gets back, because I am curious Jen's thoughts on this, and she'll be back with us on Friday. How far would we have to change that over-under number to where you actually started thinking about it, being like, maybe I'm going over? Like 7, or maybe I'm going to actually finally choose it. Like
you,
7.5? Like
they won 8 games this year.
I know.
If you dropped it down one, because somebody pointed out they play the NFC South, which is a terrible division, probably the worst division in football. So they should be able, if you dropped it down one, I'd think 4.5. I think they could get to 5 wins.
I think they might be able to get to 6 wins.
Yeah.
Like if we let's just say we change it to 7.5, if we
no
just read
way
it all
under well, I'm, all I'm saying, day
not
long.
Not for you guys. What
all
would, what
day
the,
long.
But I'm saying, what would the poll look like?
Like what is their reasoning for winning, say, 7 games? Just they won 8 this year. It was an aberration. Gabe,
it was a ghost.
Yeah, I don't
they
know.
Won 8 games.
I can't wait for, and usually it happens after the draft. When Vegas releases their over-under numbers, the win totals, I'm really curious to know what that number
is
going to be for the
Packers. This, Ashton, is this more egregious when we put on the poll last year the chances of Packers winning the Super Bowl? And it was 62%.
After the day they traded
Devontae
Adams.
This is worse.
This is worse.
Based on like the fact because that it's this far of a gap,
that's why I want to bet it so hard.
Well, because you could. I wish we could. But again, we'll have to wait and see what the number Vegas comes up with. Because at least last year, after Devontae was traded, you could talk yourself into, well, free agency is just about to open, so maybe the Packers go out and get somebody. Maybe they trade for somebody. But we've kind of laid everything out. With Ken Ingles joining the show a week or so ago, talking us through the cap situation, knowing they don't have a bunch of money, the free agent market is more or less dried up. They're not going to suddenly go out and get anybody. And there is just a huge question mark as to what Jordan Love is. And even if he's good, oh, by the way, when Aaron Rodgers was really good his rookie year, they won 6 games. So I would love to know why you think the Packers could win double-digit games. If you're out there, 800-990-3776.
Well, those people are dismissible. Right that's so insane, it's not even worth talking about.
And I want to be clear of our point that we tried to make today. That's, if they win 5 games, it's fine.
Yes.
If they win 6 games, it's fine.
Fine.
They are in a rebuilding process. What you're looking for this year, and it reminds me a lot of the conversation we had a couple years ago when we were trying to calm down, you know, when Jen's like, well, when do I pay attention to the Bucks? When do I pay attention to the Bucks? Well, they're good enough where you're just trying to pick out the little nitpicky things going, okay, this is what they need to improve on in order to win a championship. It's the same thing, but kind of the inverse now for the Packers. They're rebuilding. You're just looking for those little things that you're going, ooh, that could be good for the future. Ooh, Jordan Love, that could be good down the line.
What would this be the equivalent of in for the Brewers? The under-over at 96 games? I mean, really?
But with people being this, like,
yes.
toady about it? 93 for this
season?
I think
bigger 94? Than that.
I don't know. That's a hard comparison, but it is.
Like, I know it seems like when we say we're taking the under in 5.5, it seems like we're being overly negative. And I'm very critical of the current roster as it stands. But they're in a rebuild.
Yeah.
This is the button, and this is the direction you go when you trade away a Hall of Fame quarterback. Now, maybe you can turn it around quickly, the way the Packers did in 2008. But more often than not, it takes a little bit more time than just 1 year to get back to that postseason. Brian Bulaga, Iowa, is going to be the cousin sub of the day on Wildy and Taos with Jason Wildy coming up next.